Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Welcome to the Splendid Speaking podcast. My name's Pete Travis, and this week we're listening to Anna from Austria and Jonas from Switzerland, who's currently living in India. A reminder that transcripts for all podcasts, including this one, are available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. Do you find it easy thinking of things to say or questions to ask when meeting someone for the first time? Well, this was a getting to know you opportunity for Anna and Jonas, and the focus of the task was on their ability to ask questions about each other's interests, studies or careers, and to listen and respond naturally to what their partner had to say. As you listen, decide how well Anna and Jonas managed to do this. If you have access to the transcript, listen a second time and answer the comprehension questions. Finally, make a note of their use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session. Let's listen to Anna and Jonas.
Well, Anna, all that I know about you is your name. Where do you come from?
Well, I come from a country that is very close to the country you come from. I currently live in Austria.
Yes.
And I also grew up in Austria. However, I am originally Romanian. So I was born in Romania, and both my parents are Romanian. But I moved to Austria with my mother when I was 5 years old, so I've spent most of my life in Austria.
So you speak German pretty well, I guess.
Yes, I speak German. I mean, German is like my first language. Mm-hmm. Though it isn't really my first language, but it's certainly the language that I speak best.
Well, then we have something in common.
Well,
I speak Swiss German, and that's pretty closely mm-hmm. related to the High German that the people in Germany and Austria
yeah,
speak.
At university we had some students from Switzerland, and they tried their best to speak a German that was as close as possible to ours. But anyway, it was easy to understand, and I like the accent. I like Swiss.
Oh, okay. So, why are you doing the CPE? I mean, what are you expecting in this?
Well, I don't really have a particular reason for doing this. I took CAE 3 years ago and quite happily passed with an A. And now I'm trying to write a paper in English for university, and therefore I somehow have to get into English again. And I thought that if I have to do this, it would be a great opportunity to try to do the CPE. Who knows what it will be good for. I mean, I really don't know what my future will look like, and I think that it's certainly a good thing to have it.
Hmm. Yes, well, I'm thinking similarly. I think that having the CPE, if I pass, that will offer me maybe a job abroad, I don't know, in England or in Asia. That would be quite advantageous.
You mentioned a job. What are you doing at the moment? Are you a student or do you work?
Well, here in India, I'm just doing language courses generally. And I've taken a year off. I've passed college, and next year I'm going to a university to study something related to environmental studies.
Sounds interesting.
What are you studying?
I study a very strange thing that is called European ethnology. Oh. It is something between sociology, ethnology, anthropology. I think it's more or less what is called in England cultural anthropology. Mm. So more or less cultural studies, this would be a more general term.
Yes, well, I know quite a lot about it, although not about ethnology in Europe, but my
really?
Parents both studied it, and that's how.
Really? Wow! I rarely find people who know what this is. And how do you enjoy life in India? It must be very different, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we're pretty fortunate on this world to be Westerners and to be relatively wealthy and prosperous compared to the majority in India here. That's what I've seen in these past months. And we live in Pondicherry, and that's a French colony, well, a former French colony. And we're living in a French quarter with many other Europeans as well, and it's a very interesting cultural mix here.
First of all, thanks to Anna and Jonas for taking part in this Skype interview and for agreeing to be recorded. I should send particular thanks to Jonas, who stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning in order to take part. If you go to the Splendid Speaking website, you can leave your own comments on their conversation. Now for some feedback. This was the first time Anna and Jonas had spoken together, and I'm sure you'll agree they both showed excellent conversation skills and use of English. In artificial situations like this, and often in life generally, you have two people participating in a conversation like two trains on separate tracks, concentrating on talking about themselves or thinking about what they're going to say next, and consequently never really connecting with their partner. However, in this interview, both Jonas and Anna were very accommodating towards each other, listened carefully, and showed genuine interest in each other. Both Jonas and Anna often responded to a comment with a statement or question, which related directly to what their partner had just said. What's more, they did this in a very complimentary way, which helped break the ice and build trust. For example, Jonas made the following comments when discovering Anna's background in Austria.
So you speak German pretty well, I guess. Well, then we have something in common.
Anna was equally complimentary about her partner's German.
But anyway, it was easy to understand, and I like the accent. I like Swiss
Oh,
accent.
okay.
She showed interest in what Jonas was planning to study.
Next year I'm going to a university to study something related to environmental studies. And
Sounds interesting.
And on hearing Jonas knew about ethnology, she responded with,
Really? Wow. It's, I rarely find people who know what this is.
So, excellent examples of how to break the ice and get to know someone. Both speakers had excellent use of English, were very fluent, and used English naturally with vocabulary appropriate to the context. There were some nice expressions such as to be closely related, to get into English, to be relatively wealthy and prosperous, and an interesting cultural mix. Jonas modified statements very naturally with the use of words like quite and pretty. Finally, for those of you who enjoy listening out for errors, I'm afraid this week we only have a couple. Can you spot the mistakes here?
I've passed college, and next year I'm going to a university to. I've passed college, and next year I'm going to a university to. We're pretty fortunate on this world to be Westerners, and we're pretty fortunate on this world to be Westerners, and.
So, did you spot the mistakes?
I've passed college, and next year I'm going to a university to.
We would say finished college or passed college exams.
We're pretty fortunate on this world to be Westerners, and.
We say in this world or on this planet. Some of you may have noticed Anna's use of the following question tag and wondered whether it's correct.
And how do you enjoy life in India? It must be very different, isn't it?
This is actually perfectly okay. Anna uses must at the beginning of the sentence because she's speculating about how different life in India must be. However, it would be wrong to repeat mustn't in the tag, as Jonas doesn't need to speculate. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Once again, many thanks to Anna and Jonas. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. And remember, you can download the transcript to this and all previous podcasts by signing up to the Splendid Speaking newsletter, a link to which you'll find at www.splendidspeaking.com. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.